For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 310 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, in the building. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everyone out there who enjoyed the bye week. Someone who else has been enjoying the bye week. Tank Hollis Thomas out here going to Scotland. So he's been delayed. He's on an airplane. He's living his best life. I, for one, went to Dewey Beach. With the missus, Prime went to AC. Evan, you know, hopefully you
stayed
got
home.
Out of Philadelphia.
Stayed home. Okay. No, I stayed in Philadelphia. Avoided the bullets. That's a win.
Well, very nice. But talking about home, while we're all dressed up and you know we're Eagles podcast, but we're also diehard Phillies fans. So talking about it, just a great vibe and a great moment in sports history. As you know, Bryce really. I mean, that home run was ridiculous. I think everyone in this room or in the chat can attest to it. That's a moment that you won't forget. That's a moment that I was with my family, my brother, and my dad, and my dad, who's 89. You know, he's not a man of many words as of late, but he's like, he looks over to us and he's like, "I'm gonna need a home run from Bryce Harper." I think that's what I need right now. And we're looking at me and my brother. Look at this guy. All of a sudden, boom, home run. It's a moment you won't forget. And again, this is what it is about sports in Philadelphia. It means a lot more to the city than most. I think there's a relationship between the sports, but also with the family members that gather around these moments. So I feel like this bye week is a kind of reflection back on everyone's fandom. I think we're all in good spirits. How are you guys feeling after this big bye week in this Phillies week?
Primo, you are the true Phillies fan in this chat. Why don't you go first, man?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I'm a Phillies fan, but like I know that you live and breathe by these Phillies, bro.
I appreciate that, bro. I'm feeling great, man. You know, ready to get back into some football action. But right now, it's like you said, man. The Phillies are hot. The Phillies are what we are talking about. Yeah, I too had a moment, man. I had a moment where I'm sitting there with my son on my lap and my wife to the right of me. And I'm like, yo, there's nobody better. And there's nobody that could go ahead and put us back in the predicament that we should be in right now. And that's Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. And sitting there watching it on TV, I mean, God, I wish I would have been there live. But, hey, look, you know what I mean? Due to the circumstances, I was good in the comfort of my seat with my family. And, you know, we're sitting there watching pitch by pitch. And for, like, every foul ball he was hitting, you're like, ooh, ah, like, ugh. Like, he's almost there, man. And hearing the commentators talking about, you know, this is a guy you don't want to throw a mistake to because he could take it either way. And when that – I think it was probably about the eighth pitch because it was a 2-2 count, but we're not going to talk about how many foul balls he hit off. It was just like he's almost there, and bam, man, when that pitch came and that thing went up in the air, I think I, along with thousands of people that were at their own homes, got up at the same time and was like, it's gone. Dude, I felt like I was in the movie Money Pit. If you guys haven't watched Money Pit, it was that scene where Brad Pitt is in the locker room. Moneyball. Sorry. When Brad Pitt is sitting in the locker room and that ball got hit and he looked up and it was just like a real life moment right there. And that's how I felt. And we're screaming, we're going nuts. And I'm throwing my son in the air. It was a great moment, man. So right now, you know what I mean? It's a great time to be a Philadelphia fan for all sports. for all sports because the Sixers got their first win last night.
Thank God. I was dying over here, bro. you guys are pretty much echoing every. I completely agree that I think that Bryce Harper home run, that's one of those moments in Philadelphia sports fandom where you remember exactly where you were, exactly what you were doing when that home run was hit. I was by myself. My roommate, he ended up being out of town. He was visiting family down in North Carolina. I tried to get one of my boys to come through and watch Football Sunday with me and the Phils game, but you know, the old no call, no show. So I was all on my lonesome, but I was enjoying the Phils. And the funniest part about it is my moment that I remember, my Bryce Harper hitting the home run moment. You know what I was doing? There was a guy outside of my apartment that there's a theater that's right next door, and the guy that runs the theater, his truck had broken down. He was sitting there with a dead battery for hours, and I am juggling watching the Bryce Harper at bat, and then there's this crackhead woman that comes up to him and is trying to get in his car, and I keep on watching her yank on the door handle, and I'm like trying to keep eyes on the screen and watching that develop outside of my window. It was wild, dude, but it's funny as hell that like that's the moment that'll sit with me with Bryce Harper forever. Is like that's what I'll think about, is that woman trying to get in that dude's truck. It was incredible though, man. I mean, what a time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. The bye week for the Eagles could not have come at a better time. You know, we were able to be fully invested in the NLCS. I'm gonna be honest with you, I have NFL Red Zone, and I don't get to use it that often because we're down at the tailgates, we're at away games and stuff like that. So I was really looking forward to a full NFL Sunday with NFL Red Zone. But I'm going to be honest with you, I watched hardly any football. I mean, that first pitch started at 2:30. They wrapped up, you know, I don't know, like 6-ish. And I had Red Zone on the second television, but I was fully invested in the Phillies all day long, man. I missed a lot of football. This, and I'm not sure if that's a violation considering we have an Eagles podcast, but dude, like it is what it is. Like the Phillies are going to the World Series, bro. That's where my mind was at.
It's acceptable, Ev. You know, I know you talked about yourself being alone, but hopefully you were dancing.
I was by myself. I almost lost my voice that day. I was sitting there screaming at the TV. It was awesome.
Yeah, I feel like everyone was interconnected this weekend. Obviously, we're on a bye week, and obviously, we're trying to take a break from things. You know, it's the time that you have to take away from. Like, I planned this vacation around the bye week, so like a lot of you real ones out there know what I'm talking about. Like, you might have to go to a wedding sometime this season, which you don't want to, but it is what it is. But planning around the bye week, I think just having a moment just to think about this team being 6-0. You know, this Eagles team has been everything what we hope they would be, and obviously they haven't given their best yet and still are 6-0. So from that, you know, from feeling that moment on, I'm like they've given us something to be happy about. But tonight we're going to be a little bit critical. We're going to try and do our best to give out our best, you know, grades. We're gonna grade the birds. We're gonna grade some starters. I mean, most starters, all of the starters, and some of key players that have, you know, come in and give us valuable reps. So we really want to get your opinion as well on this in the chat.
Before we get into that, I mean, I'm looking forward at this because, like I said, like football kind of took a backseat this weekend, and I kind of just, it's not like I forgot about it. It's hard to forget about a team that's 6-0, but I was sitting here and it registered to me just what the rest of, because we've been talking all year long about how, oh, the Eagles have an easy schedule, the Eagles have the easy schedule, blah, blah, blah. But when you hear that at the beginning of the year, you think to yourself, that's kind of bogus because these teams, they change throughout the year. They evolve. Some teams get better. Some teams get worse. But let me just read you down the list of all of the quarterbacks that we are going to face for the rest of the season. Starting next week, Kenny Pickett, followed by Davis Mills, followed by Taylor Heineke, followed by Sam Erlinger, followed by Aaron Rodgers, who's a shell of himself, followed by Ryan Tannehill. You could say the same. Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, Dak Prescott, Andy Dalton, or Jameis Winston, and then Daniel Jones again. Yeah, we got some trash quarterbacks ahead of us for the rest of the way, man. Like, Mal, you might be onto something, bro. Yeah, I don't know. The Eagles are notorious every year. They cough up a game that they shouldn't have coughed up. That's just part of being an Eagles fan. This Eagles team feels different, but as I look at that list of quarterbacks, I really don't know, with this full stout squad that we have, I don't know where the loss is.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. I mean,
it is, man. I mean, as you're going down that list, it's like you're already screaming win.
Dude, we're playing against a bunch of nobody quarterbacks, man.
Right.
And this is an elite defense. This is a top three defense in the league. You think they're not going to make mistakes?
True that. And I agree with you, man, because I mean, a couple years ago, we would have this same setup going our way, but then we would have that concern because of the way we playing. But the way we playing right now, this season in 2022, all right, nothing to worry about, nothing at all. All I'm just doing is ready to get this thing back on track, ready to get going again. I mean, hey, it's like you said, we took a back seat this past weekend watching other Philly sports, watching some other NFL games. But I'm ready to see my Birds go back to work. I'm ready to see that hype. I'm ready to see where they pick. I'm ready to see these guys pick up where they left off. So I'm ready to go back to work, man. I'm ready to ride this thing out.
Are you guys starting to get worried at all about potentially losing coordinators at the end of the season, considering how well
you we're always doing? Worry about that when things go like this way?
I'm not really.
At least I do.
I'm not. I'm because to me right now, like, I'm just living in the moment. Like, I'm really just embracing each. If you listen to Jalen Hurts, take each day as they come, and embrace the day, and just enjoy what's going on right now. Like, obviously, that's what happens with teams that are doing well. Coordinators get plucked. Look at the Giants. Look at the coaches they've had. Those are good coaches that got plucked from good teams. It just happens. But right now, what's happening is these guys are developing something special. I saw the Steelers Miami game the other day. And you saw those older guys that were on that undefeated team. There's like 25 of them still left that are still with us. Shout out to those guys. But I'm just saying, like someone asked me the other day, I'm like, they have an opportunity. I mean, just to I'm not gonna, we'll take it one week at a time as they go. But I'm just saying, look, listen to Evan rattle off those QBs again. No one's scary.
I don't fear anybody. This is do you guys realize that we are staring down the barrel of an easy waltz to a first round bye in the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Let's not undersell that.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, getting right along with these grades, I mean, it's fair to say that Jalen Hurts has been everything that we want in this season. But can we give him an A plus? Will be or an A minus? I'll let you guys go first. What is your grade for Jalen Hurts this season so far?
I think that if you were to ask somebody that wasn't from Philadelphia and they were doing the strictly looking at the box scores, looking at his stats directly, they wouldn't give him his just due. But watching this team as closely as we do as Eagles fans and trying to remove my bias from it entirely, what I see in Jalen Hurts is a few things. I see an incredibly intelligent quarterback, a guy that has made huge strides since last year. I see a guy who he just knows how to win. Like he knows how to not make mistakes and get the job done, get down the field, put points on the board and win. So for me, removing bias from it, I don't know how you go less than an A plus, bro. Like being completely honest, what has his mistakes been? I mean, his interception, I know he's got two picks this year. The one I know bounced off of Kenny Gainwell's hands. The other one is slipping my mind right now, but he's played mistake-free football. He's got this team to 6-0, and I really can't spot a flaw on him. So he's an A plus to me, man.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta agree with you there because I mean, if we go back all the way back to last season when we had our concerns when we had I don't want to say our doubts, I'm gonna just stick to what I just said, mainly our concerns. You know, I mean, we wanted him to go into the offseason and work on a whole lot of things and that was his goal. And that's exactly what he did. He came into this season showing us that he put in a lot of work in the offseason to get better with the arm strength, with the way he's reading the defense, the way he's leading his receivers, the way he's running the ball when he's supposed to. I know very first game we were just a little optimistic about what he did there, but you know, as the weeks went on, he got better and he proved that, you know what I mean, he's an all-around player. So you know, it's going perfect for him right now, and he needs to, you know, ride the wave, and we're all riding the wave with him. So being 6-0, you know what I mean, coming back this season better than ever, I gotta agree with you, bro. I mean, there's, you gotta go A plus with this man. He's proven and he's shown it week in, week out. And you know, we're talking about what, 9 more games left. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I see him, you know, doing his thing.
You know, I want to give him an A plus, but like, I want to be that teacher who gives you motivation to get to the A plus when you give them the midterm grade and you're like, I'll give you the A.
So think, what's your BS excuse then to drop them from 100 to a 95? If you're that teacher,
just in terms of, because if you talk to Jalen Hurts, he'll tell you that he's left something on the table. And just going back to like a lot of his interviews, you know, he's not satisfied with his performance as in terms of.
I like that even more. I like that he's not satisfied. You know what I mean? Like,
so mine is kind of like a trick answer because I want him to get to that point where he's the hardest critic on himself. So I feel like he can be better. So, you know, I'll give him an A for now. It's not a bad grade. That's a great grade. I'm just saying.
It is a great grade.
Now in the chat, we Bird Gang gave us a A plus plus plus. I think he's just hyped because he's going to a Washington game. So if you're going to the Commanders, make sure you come check us out, my guy. You know, I think it's a fairly decent grade. Let's move right along. No other quarterbacks really have played, so we're not going to grade into those guys. Moving right along to the running back position.
You're doing a great job holding the clipboard, bro. Great job.
Yeah, hold it down. Going right along to the running back, what is your grade for Miles Sanders, man?
I mean,
we'll start with Ed because Evan, you felt a certain way about Miles Sanders during the preseason. So how are you feeling about
Well, if you remember the trade that I brought up during the preseason, there was the idea, which I'm not sure how invested or how true it was, but there was a mention of a Josh Jacobs straight up from Miles Sanders. I was kind of all in on that. And now you look at how Josh Jacobs has played, I think he'd be more effective here personally. But Miles Sanders has played well, man. It's not like I'm going to come in here and bash the dude. He's not done anything below a B plus. He's an A minus to me. I think that he's still.
It's not bad.
That's very impressive.
He stayed healthy. He's been running the ball well. It's not like he's not. It's, you know, there's some times where I don't think he's finding the hole as effectively as he could. And he's also leaving some on the table. So I'll give him an A minus.
Yeah, Pete Nathan in the chat, resident, kind of, he gives so awesome hater vibes with some of his takes. He gives a B plus to Miles.
Leave it to Pete.
That's a hell of an improvement from what last year says.
What say you, Prime?
I'm going to go with A, man. Yeah, I feel that Miles still has a lot to go ahead and bring to the table. You know, Evan, you mentioned that he still, you know, has to hit that hole a whole lot better. So I definitely agree with you. I mean, he's definitely a plus from the way he's been playing for the past couple seasons. I mean, he's doing his thing, and I was all in with Miles. You know that. Me and you were going back and forth about that during the offseason. And he's proven it. I mean, he still has some things to work on, but he goes and he shows how very important he is to this squad. And you know what I mean? When these guys play together, you see the outcome. So I think he's doing his thing. He's hungry. And, you know, just like Jalen is always mentioning on a weekly basis, there's a lot being left on the table. He's definitely one that's leaving a lot on the table. So I'm looking forward to seeing the second half of the season, him gathering all that shit off the table and bringing it onto the field.
So Miles Sanders, I'm going to give Miles Sanders an A. I think from where he stood the last couple of years, I think fans were challenging him. I think this coaching staff was probably challenging him. I think he's lived up to everything he talked about in the offseason. I think that chip on his shoulder has showed up on the field. A lot of energy, a lot of I think he's got juice. I think him scoring early in the season is great. Talking about him being a top five rusher in the league right now with, if I'm not mistaken, he could have been passed with the yardage this last couple weeks. But he's gave a good performance, and I think it's something that, you know, the running game can, you know, gel around. You know, the other guys in the mix, as I think, you know, we all believe that it's a three-headed monster situation here. What is your grade for Kenneth Gainwell?
Kenny's done well with the opportunities he's been given. I wouldn't necessarily call this a three-headed monster, if I'm being real with you, though. I feel kind of turned more into I feel like Boston Scott has been kind of been getting lost in the mix a little bit. He had that rushing touchdown the first game, but other than that, I feel like he's just kind of been nowhere to be found. It's been MIA. So for Kenny G, I'll give him a it's hard to grade him based off of his limited sample size, but between like a B and a B plus, I would give Kenny.
Hmm. Yeah, it's hard to go ahead and grade these two because, I mean, it's like you said, the fact that they're getting in, you know, the little bit of time that they have been, but they've been pulling their weight. They've been doing their thing. They're scoring touchdowns. They're getting those gains. So, you know, just for that little bit, I'm actually going to go with a C plus, you know, again, and it's only because of the fact with the limited plays that they get, we know that Miles is doing his thing. We know that Jalen is also doing his thing when he rushes. So it's just like those two are the ones that are definitely gaining most momentum and more attention than any of the other two running backs we have. So, you know, to go ahead and really give these guys like that big grade, you know, Kenny G and Boston Scott, I'm going to go with a C. Now, Trey Sermon, I mean, damn. I think I don't even remember seeing him one time, to be honest with you, bro.
Trey Sermon?
I'd like to see Trey more, bro.
I would definitely like to see him more, but I'm just telling you, I'm being honest. I only remember seeing him the one time at the game. He might have had a couple more plays, but I don't even remember seeing him the one.
So for Kenny G, I'll give him a B. I give Boston Scott, although he was hurt, I think I give him a B minus. You know, I feel like I still need to see more juice from Boston Scott, but again, wait for the Giants games. That's all I'm aiming for.
I need to know what Pete saw from Trey Sermon that he didn't like. Like where is this hate coming from?
I think Pete put a little spice.
That's Pete in general, though, man.
He put a little too much spice in his food. Put a little bit too much spice in his meat.
There's too much chili powder in here.
Trey Sermon, I'm gonna give him. I give him a C plus. It's. I mean, for look, there's a couple nice runs that he did have. He hasn't really found that super role in the offense.
But
where was I for those runs?
Before it slips my mind, I mean, we're talking about. I see in the chat they're talking about Boston Scott, have him return punts. But we've got a new bird, a new old bird, back in the building. My man, G Money, G Ward.
Yeah.
You think? I saw he just got signed to the practice squad. But to me, that kind of screams that they're kind of done with this Britton Covey experiment. They're just ready to bring him in on a.
I don't really think this they're done with that. I think they're just waiting for G Ward to get healthy. So, you know, he had that – it was the foot injury, toe injury. But now that he's back, I think you have a guy that, again, serviceable on the back end. You know, we all were there in person for the G Ward catch, except for Ev, because he was doing his thing. That's a long story, but he was doing his thing. We seen him come up big, so I think – you know, he led the team on third down receptions a couple of years back. And he's also, he's a punt returner. So, you know, hey, man, hat tip to him, my guy.
It's options. It's options. Whether they're still going to go with the Covey thing or not, it's options. So I think Gale's right. I mean, they were probably just waiting for him to go ahead and heal up. And here he's good to go. I mean, so why not? It's never, you know, let's be honest, it's never bad to have options like that. So we know what Ward is all about. We know what he could do. And like, you know, some of the guys mentioned in the chat, Boston Scott is not a bad option either. You know, I mean, why not? But it's good to have those options.
I got to nip this one in the bud before it gains any legs here. Nick Walker's talk about Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara, because he mentioned that Dan Cilio had mentioned it on the show. Listen, man, Dan Cilio loves to just put stuff out there for the sake of clicks. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying I highly, highly, highly doubt that, A, Howie would be trading for a running back to begin with. I don't think that's a position of need right now to be moving for the trade deadline, let alone all of the capital you would have to give up to get Kamara or Hunt. It just doesn't make sense to me personally.
Well, there is also the rumors out there, well, that Howie offered up a third or fourth round for McCaffrey. That was out there. It wasn't a big swing. And I'm going to say swing and kind of miss for all those picks they gave up to San Fran for McCaffrey for running back. That was kind of crazy. But I do feel like if you're going to add a power back, that would be nice. But I feel like, you know, that's not that for me. That's not the, you know, the focus is on defensive end for me.
I don't even like, I know there's a lot of talk about Brian Burns right now too. I don't want to give up that Saints pick for Brian Burns, man. I'll give up the Eagles pick later on in the first round. I don't want to give up that high first, bro.
No, I wouldn't do that either. But thinking about the guys that are, you know, Robert Quinn's out there, Bradley Chubb, and then Raheem Green from Houston, I heard as well. We'll see what makes sense, but a lot of people are thinking about Bradley Chubb. We'll see. But moving right along to go ahead.
I was just going to say the next question here. I think that edge rusher is highly more likely. I mean, Marcus Epps has showed out this year, bro. Marcus Epps is playing really, really well. And I definitely wouldn't take Chauncey Gardner-Johnson off the field. So to me, the edge rusher is the biggest need right now.
Now, moving right along to the wide receivers, I think this has been a group that's been, I'd say, pretty sound, pretty phenomenal, pretty consistent. I feel like this is where, comparing this year to last year, I think this is where we have won. I think now we have a consistent. I mean, if you listen for all of last year, all I was saying, there's not a consistent playmaker across the way from Devonta Smith. Now you have that, and you have a dog across the way. And it's really opened up this offense. So we're starting with A.J. Brown. What grade do you give A.J. Brown for this season?
A.J. has been as advertised, bro. Him and Jalen both get the A-plus from me. He's a freak of nature, bro. Like, I can't remember the last time that I saw a wide receiver that is as physical as him. He's absolutely physically dominant. And then when you get to him the ball – like his yak ability is insane. We haven't had that on this team for as long as I can remember. So AJ Brown, he's everything as advertised, worth every penny, worth everything in the trade.
Oh yeah, man. We talk about AJ Brown, open 24/7, 7-11, whatever you want to nickname him. The man is doing his thing. I mean, one of the biggest upgrades from what we've been dealing with for the past few years. He's making plays, he's making cuts, he's putting people on their asses, he's breaking ankles. I mean, what more can we talk about? He's doing his thing. So, you know, another person I'm definitely looking forward to seeing in the second half of the season, how much more he could bring to the table. So, yeah, he definitely gets an A-plus for me. I mean, just keep doing your thing.
A.J. Brown, I think I'm going to give him an A-plus, I think. I think he's opened up the offense. I think he's really just been a TO type, a foundational piece to the passing game. AJ Brown's been that and then some. I think he's also been a reliable weapon for Jalen Hurts. So I think Man gets an A plus. Mark Berg gives him A plus, plus plus plus. Nick Walker A plus 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 to the power of 1,000. And Pete Nathan with finally a positive response. AJ Brown is the huge reason we are 6-0. So
if you're a Philadelphia athlete, later. You get the approval of Pete Nathan. You're doing good things.
Puerto Rico, AJ Brown is about to eat on the Steelers. Always open. That's his social media handle, always open. So he's really speaking it into existence. Now we're going to go right along to a guy that we all have grown to love as well. Might be a little slimmer. Lighter, slimmer, a.k.a. the Slim Reaper, a.k.a. the skinny Batman. Who wants to go first on Devontae Smith?
Me.
Okay.
Me. I'm going to give him an S. That's above an A plus, as in superior. Devontae Smith is a fucking G, bro. I love Devontae Smith
much. Wow.
Dude, I'm being real. Like, I don't know what it is, man. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he is so slender and so small, he should not be able to do the things that he does. He should not be able to take the hits that he does. But and he's like a contortionist. He should be in the circus the way that he can bend his body. His hands are elite. His route running is god level, bro. I mean, he's an A plus right alongside AJ Brown.
He is a G, bro. I mean, he's the man. We drafted this dude, you know, last year for a reason, because you know he came from that high end college and he did his thing there, and you know, and a lot of other teams wanted him, and we beat them to the punch, and he showed it. We doubted his weight. We doubted the size he is. And look, he's doing his thing. It's like you said, Ev. I mean, he's doing things that we weren't even expecting him to do. He goes 110 every week. He doesn't have the yards to really show it, and that's okay, but he's a team player. And I've kind of noticed him a little bit opening up a little bit more too, being a little bit more loose, being a little bit more vocal, and I love it. You know what I mean? Because Devontae was very quiet last year. You barely heard a peep out of him. Now he's, you know what I mean, he's talking. I mean, I don't know if you guys caught that one game against the Jaguars in the rain. I mean, that man was speaking up. Like, it's cold as shit out here. Yeah, he was mic'd up. Cold as shit out here. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, I like the attitude, though. Like, he's just having fun, and he shows it every week. So, you know, Devontae definitely has my heart, man. Man, I grew on that dude, that little kid, man. He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? He's a big boy in that small-ass body.
Scrapper.
I'm gonna give Devontae an A plus. I think if you guys have been following the draft process, he was one of my top guys, and he's performed like it. And you know, all those people that were doubting his size, did they go back and watch the tape? Did they go back and watch the process? Did you go back and watch the game making ability that he was as a freshman on the national championship? Like, he's been making plays consistently. And then, like, I'm just going back to think about plays this year when I tried to sneak away to go to the bathroom and came back, and then Prime's like, "You just missed the catch of the year." Like, I was like, you know, I got to watch it on the replay. Then I was just like, dog, I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about. So Devontae Smith, again, I think these two guys have been playing off each other very nicely. Now going for grades across the – go ahead.
I wanted to just say right before we moved on, I'm very, very thankful that we have Jalen Hurts and then A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith as our 1-2 options on the outside. Imagine – and, like, I'm about to talk shit here on a team that really doesn't even deserve shit talk. But imagine being the Giants and your game plan is, all right, we got Danny freaking Dimes. Then the Eagles swoop in and they steal – Devontae Smith out from under your feet. You have to draft Kadarius Toney, and then you sign on, instead of getting an AJ Brown, you get a Kenny Golladay who hasn't done jack shit. But dude, they're 6-1. Like I'm sitting here talking all this shit. They're 6-1 right now, so they're doing something right. Culture, but I would change. Much rather have the trio that we have than the slop that they're somehow winning with down there up there.
Let them enjoy their run.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. Like all my Giant friends consistently call me every week.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy Omar, my old quarterback at my college. He always hit me up now. I haven't heard, you know, during the football season, I haven't heard from him like years.
Yeah. Now he's doing something.
I hear from him once in a while, but now during football season, I'm hearing from him weekly.
I think the Giants might be the biggest surprise this year, honestly. Like in the entire NFL, how well they've turned it around.
I like the culture change, but you know, we'll see, and we'll they'll be tested shortly. But grades for Zach Pascal, Quez Watkins, and Britton Covey.
So if I'm going Zach Pascal, I think he actually has contributed pretty well, but not to the extent, obviously, of our top two wide receivers. Once you leave the A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith tier, there's a significant drop-off, in my opinion. Quez getting a B-plus, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. I have been on this show talking the past few weeks how I think Quez is a Robin, bro. He's got the speed to be able to stretch the field, but if we're talking about actually having the ball in his hands, he hasn't done much this year, bro. He hasn't. So Quez, to me, he gets a C minus. Zach Pascal, I'll give you a B. And Britton Covey, I'll give you a C plus just for holding on to the ball when you get absolutely torpedoed on every single punt return.
I'm going to be nice and give Covey a B because of that, man. The hits that that boy be taking and they getting up for them and they just like, you know, washing them off and everything. Yeah, he gets a B for me, man. A B for effort. Like, the man is just out there doing his thing. Zach Pascal, he's playing his route. He's running his route. He's drawing attention. So, you know, he's definitely doing his thing. I agree with you, man. He's definitely getting a B for me as well. Quez, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, man. He just went silent. You know, I agree. He's definitely a Robin. I don't know. He definitely doesn't fall into the category of the whole Batman thing. That's for damn sure. So it's just like, where you been at? But, you know, we got plenty of games left in the season. You know, there could be a different outcome of this. But as of right now, yeah, he's just been too quiet for me. So, you know what I mean? He gets a C from me.
Damn. I'll start with Quez. I think Quez Watkins, we're talking about targets. Like when you got dogs like A.J. Brown, you got like Devontae Smith, Rob Goddard Jr., you got Dallas Goedert. We're talking top, you know, top guys. It's hard to get touches. So as Quez, as a role player, as his, you know, he did have a nice little touchdown. I think him stretching the field plays into every bit of the open space that we're seeing for the guys underneath. It's all the big picture kind of thing. So when I look at Quez, I just think I give him a B. I think he's played his role. His role is to stretch the field. So I like, he's not getting enough targets for me to be like super down on him, because you know these wide receivers, they'll be looking at each other in meetings. Not every wide receiver will do that, but you're like, bro, I need some targets. Like wide receiver needs to get fed, and I don't think he's really getting fed like that. And it's obviously for great reasons in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Let me put it in this perspective just real quick. Let's say that this entire season is a group school project, and you look at how much work A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith have done. They've gotten A-plus marks for their work. Do you think that based off of the work that they've done, that Quez has earned that B that you gave him?
Yeah, because his role is to – he has the role to play, and that's his role in keeping these safeties back. Like, this is where you win when guys are doing their job. Like, if he's not – if he starts half-assing on these routes and not stretching the defense, it affects the whole group, so –
Agreed.
You know, from the amount of targets he's getting, he has to be targeted more. But why would you target Quez when you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and then Miles Sanders and then all the trickery that we're throwing in there? So, again, you know, I'll give him a B for now. Zach Pascal, I give him a B as well. I think he's also playing his role as an upgrade of the J.J. Hall in the Mac Hollins days. He's definitely a guy who could give you some of those. Again, another guy that's not getting a super amount of targets, Britton Covey. I'm going to give him – I'll go with a C plus. I think we're talking about undrafted free agent. Guy who, you know, he's on the squad and at the catch point as a punt returner, I think, you know, he muffed one, but again, we were looking for some consistency at the punt return position. I think he's, you know, giving you at least a guy who could hold down the fort until, again, Greg Ward's not like super dynamic at the position as well. So, but he gives you a little bit more.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Interesting. Cubby Open Bleed Green says, Quez only has 88 yards and a tutty. He's not stretching enough. C minus from him. Pete says they should let Quez return kicks. We'll see, man. We'll see. Moving right along to the tight end group. I know everyone's number one tight end in the world. How you guys feeling about Dallas Goedert?
Ooh, baby. Love me some Dallas, man. I love I don't want to sit here and people think that I'm taking a shot at Zach Ertz or anything like that because I think Zach's great. Zach is having a top five tight end year in the NFL. But Dallas Goedert is a legitimate tight end. Dallas Goedert is a bruiser. He can break tackles. I remember that one little side shuffle he made to get into the end zone versus Washington. Dude's got moves. He's got hands. I think Dallas Goedert is the perfect tight end for this group. I think he fits in perfectly. And I think he's done everything that we've asked him so far this year. He gets an A from me.
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming into the season that he was going to have a whole lot more play, you know, with the fact that we have some weapons stretched out on the field. So that's going to be drawing attention, and that's exactly what's been going on. So, I mean, the dump-off passes, the screen passes to Dallas have been phenomenal for the past few games. So, you know, he's doing his thing. I mean, he's definitely in the category for being one of the top 10 ends in the league this year. So, you know, I definitely would, you know, honor him with an A. I think he, you know, he's doing his thing and, you know, he's been holding it down.
Mr. Saunders, your thoughts on
Dallas Goedert?
I don't know, man. You went into a serious thinking mode there.
I'm gonna follow up. Same as you. I think he's done a great job on these tight end screens. I think he's had a couple drops this season, here and there. But I think overall, I think he's one of the top tight ends in the league right now. I think his skill set can only be a little bit more refined. But at the end of the day, I feel like he's done a great job for the group. Mr. Ha Ha Hanks. Well, I'm gonna try to figure out
Heath how Hanks.
To say. Heath Hanks.
Yeah.
What about Stoll? He kind of showed up like Stoll to me. I thought, you know, I'm gonna give him a B. I think he's in the before the season. I called him basic, but I said that's not a bad thing. He does everything that you need.
His blocking game.
He's
phenomenal.
Like the Old Navy of the group.
Yeah.
He's been a reliable role player. Let's say you guys.
He's the Quez Watkins of the tight end.
The tight ends.
He's doing his role. He's playing in his role and he's doing his job. I agree. I think that for a second tight end, you're obviously not going to get much play, especially with an elite tight end in Dallas Goedert in front of you. So you just got to make waves wherever you can. And I think that Jack Stoll is taking advantage of those opportunities. Personally, I believe he's taken better advantage of his opportunities than Quez has. So I'll give him a B plus.
Yeah, I like that because, you know, I mean, Stoll has been doing his thing, especially in that last game against Dallas. I mean, we were running that three tight end scheme for quite a few plays. knowing that, you know, the ball was going to be handed off to Miles and opening up the hole. So these guys did their part. Stoll definitely did his part on the blocking end. And, you know, that was the reason why Miles ended up getting some good gains, especially on that last drive, that last touchdown drive that we had against Dallas. He definitely did his thing, definitely held his block. So, you know, that's what we brought him in here for. We know he wasn't going to get as many reps because, you know, Dallas is doing his thing. Dallas is our number one tight end. But it's not just about that. It's about other things that you can go ahead and do for this team, and that's what he's doing by blocking. So he definitely gets a B-plus from it.
Grant Calcaterra, I'm going to go.
You said what?
Yeah, he was if you guys followed us during the offseason, Evan was very concerned. He was concerned with the medicals as per usual, but he was concerned as for the concussions that Grant Calcaterra has had over his lifespan.
I just want him to be able to walk late in life, that's all.
So what are you giving as a dad, proud dad?
I mean, he's been even more limited than Jack Stoll, but I do remember him having a big play a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He took advantage of a good play. I think that he definitely shows promise. I just want to see more of him, to be honest with you. So I'm kind of struggling to grade him because I'll give him a C+, B- just based off of, I really don't know what to give him. I think that he's kind of been lost in the cut a little bit.
Yeah. C+, B-. I mean, for a rookie, he's you know, that big play was at the end of the second half. Came up with a big play. Was that the play you're talking about?
Yeah, it was like a 30-yard play, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, going back to I just looked over some targets. Quez Watkins only has 9 targets on the season. So it's kind of hard to make A.J. Brown.
How many 53. Snaps? What's a snap rate, though? Like, what percentage of snaps is he out there?
That would be
a telling sign to me.
Well, I mean, A.J. Brown has 53 targets. Devontae Smith has 43. Dallas Goedert has 34. Those are your 1, 2, and 3. That's where the ball is going. So then
for sure.
The next targeted player is Miles Sanders with 13. And then you have Quez with 9. Kenneth Gainwell with 8. Jack Stoll with 3. And Zach Pascal with 7. So, again, when you're wide receiver 4, 3 in this system.
So Quez has gotten more targets than Pascal, is what you're saying.
Nine to seven.
The opposite.
Nine to seven. So it's really, you know, again, I would love to see this offense open up. It would be nice. You know, opening it up, that'd be nice. Also, you think about, we're running the ball at a very sound clip. So, again, as we move right along to the offensive linemen, the Hogs don't get enough love around here.
I give them all the love in the world.
I think they should get more love. And I think Stoutland University, which should be a t-shirt, but Stoutland University has been pushing out honor rolls, like A+ honor roll members. Can we start with Jason Kelce? What is your grade for Jason Kelce this year?
I'm not going to lie to you. Jason Kelce is one of my favorite players on this team. So obviously I have bias, but he's had some mistakes. I'm not going to ignore, that snap when the ball wasn't even when Jalen wasn't even calling for it yet. He's had some misses here and there, but Jason Kelce is the heartbeat of this team, in my opinion. It just what his leadership brings it carries weight in my decision making. So I go with an A for Jason. I can't go any lower than an A.
Speaking of A's, Warpipe checking in from Melbourne, Australia. He says, sup, boys.
From the great down under.
What do you say, Prime? Jason Kelce?
I'm going to give Jason Kelce an A, too, man. We're talking about the legend, the GOAT. You know what I mean? The man that's doing his thing. He is the leader. He is one of many leaders on this team. And, you know, again, he shows that week in, week out. You know, I've touched upon some of the mistakes that he did make. And it's the truth, you know what I mean? But the one thing I could tell you, if it really gets under somebody's skin, it's definitely his own skin that gets under, you know what I mean? He doesn't like making mistakes. He owns up to his mistakes, but then when he comes back on the next drive, he'll make up for that mistake, and that's what I love about him. So, you know what I mean? The effort that he puts on on every play, whether if it's a good play or bad play, you know what I mean? You can't ask for anything more from Jason Kelsey. And, you know, he does that every time. So he gets an A from me.
And he's already surpassed Fourth and John in listens for his podcast, that bastard.
Actually, he hasn't.
I'm playing.
Jason Kelsey, man, again, he's just a guy at his age. He's been the level of consistency, everything you want from a leader. And also just a I think he's opening up, like, his personality side, you know, the fact that he's now on social media. Man hasn't been on social media in a long time now. He's like, you're getting to see a little bit of his character, which is cool, with him and his brother, Travis. So,
game,
yeah, man.
Philly's game the other day.
Oh, dude.
I mean,
And drinking the beer.
Drinking the beer.
Beer.
Hugging the Philly fanatic. Taking pictures. And Evan, I'm kind of surprised you didn't point this out, man. But, I mean, the dad sneaks he had on that day. You know what I mean? You got him?
New background. Yeah, new background.
But he had what are the New Balances?
New Balances, bro. It's a white man special.
Well, yeah, they're orthopedic, so you know.
That kind of segues me into my next question, and this is strictly for Gail, because Gail is the Swagatron 3000 of the show, for being honest. Gail's the swag.
New Balances, is that what
I want you strip the play from it. I want you to grade Jason Kelsey's outfits.
His recent outfit?
I'm not just that recent outfit, just his style. Grade Jason Kelsey's style.
You know, being a 300-something pound man with wearing chancletas around sometimes, you know, with the jeans. But, like, he's a guy that, you know, he can pull it off.
Yeah, he can get away with it. That
he's a lumberjack type dude who, like, you know, he's got the attire of someone who's going to take out the garbage when you put on anything, but you take out the garbage, yeah. And you're like, all right,
him and Travis,
you just find random
day.
Clothes around.
Yeah, him and Travis is a day and night. Day and night.
Well, I mean, you're looking at a married guy versus a bachelor, too. You know what I mean? Like, Jason settled down.
But I mean, speaking of Jason, he's going to do a holiday album, Christmas album with Lane Johnson and Jordan Mulata.
Right?
This could win Grammys.
Did you happen to catch the video of Jordan Mulata on the street? Go ahead.
Yeah, man.
No, I was going to think of how many people are in Philadelphia, right? Everyone enjoys Christmas in Philadelphia, right? What would be the perfect gift to give somebody on Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's honestly funny, too, because if like, you've ever seen anything on Jason Kelsey on a personal level, apparently, like, they've asked him before, like, Jason Kelsey is all about Christmas music, like, 12 months out of the year, my man loves listening to Christmas music. So I thought it was pretty funny that he's coming out with his own Christmas album. I thought it was pretty fitting.
So speaking of those other players that we just mentioned on that album, we'll go with Jordan Mulata. Jordan Mulata, I think a guy who, again, surpassed everyone's wildest dreams. I think he's been phenomenal as of late. Also dealt with some injuries. Jordan Mulata at left tackle, what say you guys grade this year? I know he was dealing with some injuries.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jordan Mulata is that he is pretty much, I don't know how to say it. He is the quintessential, the guy that you would look to from Stoutland University. Like, if you're looking at all of the alumni that have come out of Stoutland University, you point to Jordan Mulata as one of the biggest successes that have ever come out of it. You take a guy that was, he hadn't ever played football. He was a rugby star over in Australia, and he just saw his raw measurables, Jeff Stoutland, and he knew that he could turn him into one of the best left tackles in the league, and that's exactly what he is right now. And the fact that he is so young and he's so invested in this city, I love it. I love having Jordan Mulata on this team, and I think that he is worthy of the A grade that I am giving.
Nice.
Yeah, he definitely gets an A, you know what I mean? And with everything that you just mentioned there, but the thing I love about him is his interaction with this fan base, his interaction with the city in general. I mean, he showed that the other night. I'm not sure if you guys caught the clip, the clip of him out in the street celebrating the
Phillies. That was hilarious. I love how he put him in his place. Exactly. The reporter. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you know, that you love seeing shit like that, especially from, you know, a guy that they basically came from nothing and, you know, rose all the way to the top and has like so many fans loving him now. It's ridiculous, man. I mean, you mentioned it. He didn't play, you know, he came from not playing no actual football. I mean, rugby football and professional football. It's a big difference, but, you know, he fit in and he picked up on it pretty quick. And now he's one of the best offensive tackles we have on the squad. So
one of the best offensive tackles in the league. Let's not undersell him. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that where it, like the reporter comes up to him and he just instantly like doesn't greet him or anything like that. Just goes, "Yo, do you think this is going to be you in February?" And Jordan goes, "Hey, how about a hi, hello, how you doing, mate?"
He was just like, "Really, dude?"
Yeah. Oh man.
So if I'm going to give a grade for Jordan Mulata, I'll give him an A. I think he's been sound. I don't know if I gave him a grade actually, but moving right along to his right counter, right side card. He's right next to him, so his right side counterpart, Landon Dickerson. What kind of grade do you give Landon Dickerson?
This entire offensive line has been stout. It's going to be hard for me to go below an A minus for any one of these guys. Landon Dickerson is another one of those guys. I don't even want to go A minus. He's a beast, bro. He's been solid, right in between Kelsey and Mailata. It's another A.
Yeah, I agree with Evan, man. If we're going to go down the whole line, I mean, they're all doing their thing. We have one of the best offensive lines in the league. I'm not going to say, you know, talking about the league, they're doing their thing, man. These guys are holding it down. They're protecting Jalen like they're supposed to. They're opening up the hole for Miles to go ahead and get these tremendous runs. I mean, so, like, they're just doing their thing all together, working together. The chemistry that these guys got together is coming, you know, at the right time, man. So, I give it an A all the way across. I give it an A to the whole offensive line.
Yeah, I mean Isaac Sumalu. If Hollis was here, I think Hollis would.
You know what he'd be looking like right now if you said Isaac Sumalu gets an A.
Just saying, I give Isaac Sumalu a B. For now, and then not forgetting anyone. I think Lane Johnson. I'd say I give him an A as well.
Give him an A plus. Lane Johnson's been a beast. I'm not just sweeping him under the rug. Sayamalu, he's a pigeon, bro. To take it out of a word out of Hollis's vocabulary. Yeah, I'm with Pete here. Sayamalu gets a B minus for me.
B minus.
It's not bad.
It's an average A, I guess, around the whole on the line. That's why I said an A on the line.
Yeah, I agree.
That B minus brings it to an A.
Plus plus. Lane's been a beast. But Lane's been a beast for years.
If it's that one dude to try and get at, it's Sumalo.
Yeah.
It's Sumalo. But hey, man, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Yeah, moving right along to the defensive side of things. I think we'll start with the big dogs up front. I think we'll go Fletcher Cox. What grade have you given Fletcher Cox?
Fletcher Cox has been revived this year with the help of all these guys that we had in the defensive line. He's been playing out of his mind, man. To have Jordan Davis next to you does wonders. So Fletch for me, Fletch is. I feel like I'm being so biased in my answers, but dude, how do I give Fletch anything less than an A minus? Fletch has played great. BG, yeah. I'm coming for you too, bro.
Yeah, I agree with that grade, man. I mean, Fletcher's definitely opened up, especially with the addition of Jordan Davis and the rest of the guys that we have on that line. I mean, last year he was drawing the most attention. Now that's being spread out. So, you know, with the fact that that's being spread out, it's definitely giving him the opportunity to do his thing a whole lot more, and he's been showing that. So he gets an A- from me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with A- as well. I think he's been pretty stout up front. I think now that – he's got some role players behind him that can take up some of that, you know, some of those reps. I think, you know, overall, I think he's done a sound job. Javon Hargrave, a guy who's been, yeah, he's one of his best seasons last year. I think I'm going to give him a, B plus. I think he's been all right. He hasn't given us the season he gave us last year, but.
But again, we're talking about plenty of games that we still have to go ahead and play, you know what I mean? Right, but as of right now, for the first six games, yeah, I was actually going to go with a B minus. He's definitely putting the pressure. He's definitely playing his part. But yeah, you know, coming from last year, having one of the best years of his career, and then, you know, kind of like slowing it down a little bit, taking the foot off the pedal, just hoping that, you know, in the second half of the season, we see a whole lot more of him.
Now, moving right across the line, you know, defensive end Josh Sweat. I think Josh Sweat gets an A for me. I think he's applying pressure. I think he again, has one of the best sack dances in the league. I think he's a guy that, you know, he's been super reliable. If I'm going to go right across the other side of the ball, you know, Steady Eddie and Brandon Graham, I think Brandon Graham's been – he's been sound for us, man. I think Brandon Graham coming back from Achilles, I'm going to give him an A, man. Like, for what his situation, I feel like he's been a dog, dude. So I think Brandon Graham has been phenomenal coming back from injury.
I mean, like you said, coming back from injury is key, man. And that's what he did. He's definitely, you know, picking up where he left off, which was in that first game. I mean, his intentions was to have a great year last year, and due to the circumstances, that didn't happen. So now he's making up for it this year. I mean, we talked to him in the offseason. You saw the excitement in him. So he was ready to go, man. He shows it every time. So the trash talking is still there. He gets under people's skin. That's what we need. And, you know, I hope he brings a whole lot more of it in the second half.
BG is having one of his best years of his career in his 13th year in the NFL. Coming back from an injury, man. Like, that's absolutely insane. Like I said about Jason Kelce, BG is one of my favorite players that are on this team. So my bias always comes into play there. But BG and Fletch have both been playing out of their minds. And I love the fact that it's the older guys that are stepping up on the squad and showing, you know, the young studs how it's meant to be done. So Fletch and BG gets an A plus.
Now, this could be a biased answer for our next contestant on the grading the Eagles. Hassan Reddick, also Temple's own Hassan Reddick. And we also have Temple's own Evan Hollywood Hearn here on set. Hey. So I'll let you start. Hassan Reddick, what grade do you give him so far this season?
So I'm not going to lie. The first couple games that we had, he was – kind of lost in the mix. And I was sitting there like, man, I hope that he really pops off. And then he follows up with a two forced fumble game followed by a bunch of sacks. He's been playing out of his mind the past month or so. So just based off of the slow start, I'm gonna give him an A-, just because he's really bounced back.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with an A, man. Hassan definitely has a lot to still, you know, bring off the table. You know, they got to play him a whole lot better, especially with the scheme that he's comfortable with playing. I know they got him going straight up, going after the quarterback, but if you go ahead and put him in a position that he's comfortable in, I think you get a whole lot more out of him. But at the end of the day, we're not the coordinators. We're just the fans watching the game. So they're the ones that make the call, and hopefully they'll go with different calls this second half of the season.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him an A. I think he stepped his game up again. It's finding what he's comfortable doing. That's where he talked about the last two seasons, about how he was utilized and the amount of sacks that he's getting and pressures that he's getting and getting to the quarterback. Let him do that, man. I feel like after every like press conference where he's challenging some of these beat writers or just like checking people and he has the Philly accent, there's something about he goes straight to the heart when he says some of his it's just, you know, it's not even like he's super wordy with it. He just says what he needs to say. And I like that edge. And I think a guy who's played there in that stadium for years, getting to go back home and that's got to be That's like some hero shit. Like, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm playing in front of my home crowd. This has got to be great.
That's like being a part of one of the most famous plays ever and growing up as an Eagles fan and Corey Clement in the Philly special.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to think as we go along. Let's go to these linebackers, dude. The linebacker position, again, we've been wanting.
Dogs.
We've been needing.
Dogs.
And how we provided.
Dogs.
So, you know, these guys on the defensive side of the linebacker position have been pretty sound. I'm going to start with Kaiser White, man, a guy who's he's a local guy. You know, he's a guy who's put on for his city. He's a guy in space that you can trust. You see him flying around all over the field. I'm going to give him an A. I think Kaiser White has been a dog.
Kaiser White has been playing out of his mind. I mean, and he was one of those guys that we talked about coming into the season that he is one of the more under-talked about free agents that Howie Roseman had picked up this offseason. I am going through my third pen because I was going to put an A-plus up there, but they're all fucking empty. So he gets an A-plus, man. Kazir White
gets an A plus for me. TJ Edward gets an A plus for me. Those two men are grinding, man. We asked for it. We finally got it, and they've been showing it. I mean, watching these guys play, watching these guys defend that field, man, against the running backs, against the quarterbacks, playing the zone the correct way. I mean, it's something we've just been, you know, hungry for, man, and it's finally here. So it's just like it makes things at ease when that defense is on there, on that field. You know what I mean? So these guys are playing lights out, and, you know, they just need to continue that. So they both get an A-plus from me.
Okay. P. Nathan chimes in. TJ gets a B-plus. It was A at the beginning of the season. Puerto Rico says Reddick is definitely an A-plus. The defensive coach is not utilizing his talents to let him be aggressive. I'm going to go linebackers. So, we just said Kaiser White, nay. I'm going to say TJ Edwards. I'm going to give him a B+. I think he's, you know, the way he's running around and keeping people in check, keeping his defense lined up. I think he's been playing out of his mind in a sense where N'Kobe Dean is a guy who's in the wings, but TJ Edwards is holding it down. For those who said TJ Edwards would just be a two-down thumper, he's shown that he could be on the field for three downs. But shout out! I just want to give a shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you guys are out there looking to, you know, go and make a trip, like again, we went to Arizona, went to Washington, went to Detroit. They do it right. Make sure you go check them out. They're going to be doing a Houston trip.
Houston trip available for the World Series too.
Yes, sir.
So I mean, shout out to Losi. Losi will be DJing in Houston. So if you want to check them out at phillysportstrips.com, make sure to follow them at sportstrips.phl for more information. Check those dudes out. Always a good time. Shout out to Vince. Moving right along to the cornerback position. I know we're trying to keep it in fast-paced motions. I know Evan's probably hungry. I know Prime's probably waiting for tacos or something. Probably got tacos somewhere waiting. The cornerback position. Quarterback position has been, bro,
elite.
Again, very elite. I almost feel spoiled.
Yeah. You know what? It's our turn to be spoiled.
That's what I was just getting ready to say.
In the NFL, they sit there with their spoiled ass, you know, winning records, all the – dude, it's our freaking turn, all right? It's our turn.
Damn right.
So what say you for a grade for – we'll start with Slay Day.
Well, I dare anybody in this party, in this conversation or in the chat to give Darius Slay – anything less than an A+ this year. I don't know how you could. My man is arguably defensive player of the year. He's phenomenal. A+.
A plus. Okay.
Hey. All right. There ain't no argument there. He's definitely A plus, man. I mean, the man's lights out. He's doing his thing.
I dare you to give him a 95, Gale. I dare you.
No, A plus all around, dude. Yo, yo, Slay been all that in a bag of chips with the dip and coming up with the whole Batman thing. Phenomenal. Chef's kiss. I feel like that's been awesome.
Excelling as his first year as a captain as well, from a leadership standpoint.
It's very true. This is very true. Moving right along, James Bradbury. I'll start with that one. From the get go, asked Brandon Graham. I said, "How's I just talked about how the defense is looking, and the first person he mentioned was James Bradbury and how smart he was and how fast he picked up the defense. And you've been seeing it. You saw him score a touchdown in Detroit. You saw him, with the pass deflections. You saw him bait Trevor Longneck into an interception. He's been all that and then some. A plus for Bradbury as well.
No, I think that, if you take away Darius Slay's interceptions and you just look at, I think Slay has been thrown to more than Bradbury has. I think that Bradbury's coverage potentially could be even tighter than Slay has been. And why they keep on throwing in Slay's direction beats me. But I guess when you got a guy like James Bradbury on the other side, who's equally as much of a threat, yeah, that's what you got to do. Bradbury is an A-plus, man. Both him and Darius Slay, I honestly believe, are top three corners in this league. And to have two of the top three cornerbacks in this league, can't be upset about that.
Yeah, man, it's like you guys said, man. It's our time to be spoiled, and that's what we're doing. We're being spoiled right now with these two guys being elite, holding it down, doing their thing, man. So, we've been blessed. The fact that, we don't have nothing to worry about on either side of it. Either side of the field with these two being on the field doing their thing, so you can't grade them anything less than an A plus. So they both get an A plus from me.
Now talking about Lil Tay has been, he dealt with some injuries, but I think Lil Tay, I'm gonna give him a B plus. I think he's been sound for us this year. Again, I think overall the group has just been great, dude. Like I feel like. It's just the opportunity to, just be thankful for this group in general. Like, how often you find a group, one, two, and three that have been locking stuff down.
Absolutely.
Did I give him B plus? Yeah, B plus.
Yeah, you gave him a B plus. I agree with you on the grade. The man's doing his thing. Keep on having fun with your wild commercials, and holding it down. A lot of people slept on him, but he's coming in. He's been key on plays. He's got his one pick, for the season so far. So, he stepped up. So, yeah, he's a B+.
I give him the same exact grade. I think that, he's done a great job when asked about him. I think that you really – There's really not much more to say about Avante Maddox. I think that him in the slot is exactly where he is supposed to be. And he thrives there. He's playing well there. I've got no complaints. I give him a B+.
Now talk about the back end of the secondary. I'll start off with – I'm going to give respect to Marcus Epps, a guy who, in theory, everyone was projecting him to be a role player. I think everything changed when we were at the Eagles Autism Challenge. And then Prime had a OG uncle moment with Epps and said, "Hey, man, we're all behind you. We all believe in you." And then Epps just balled out because of Prime and his personal conversation with Epps. So if you want to thank anyone, thanks Prime for his conversation.
Oh yeah, man! I told the kid straight up, just do your thing. I'm behind you. All of us are, and he's doing it. He's showing it every week. He's playing good ball, and a lot of people slept on him, and he's proving them wrong. So, big ups to him. So he's definitely getting the A+ for me because of the way he's been rising up.
the one thing that has always been I've always said about Marcus Epps is that he can lay the wood. I love a safety that can just absolutely pulverize somebody over the middle, possibly jar the ball loose. And I've always had confidence in Marcus Epps doing that because he likes to hit people and he does it well. The one thing that going into this offseason that I would have liked to him to have worked on was his coverage. And my man has been balling this year, man. His coverage has excelled. He's been doing so much better as a cover safety. And you know, that one play just last week when he had that diving pass deflection, like that is just a testament to how hard he's been working in that, in the coverage game. So he has bumped himself up. I want to give him his props and give him an A-minus, man. He is really, really impressed this year. I think he is one of the under-talked about stories on this team, Marcus Epps.
Okay. I mean, I like that. I mean, we got one more. CGJ. CGJ. Chonce. He's been – I'm going to give him an A. I think – he's stepped his game up. Each game he's gotten better. I think that mentality you like to see in a Philadelphia athlete, he's had that from day one. You talk about other players. I'm not going to even mention their names, who might tweet out stuff, who might say things. But at the end of the day, you must show it on the field. He's doing that. And then some. Love the range on the back end. A for me. For CJG.
I mean, CJ has been playing very, very well this year. But my grade comes after I watched this last game. And when he had that first pick, and it's not even about the picks, man. What I love about CJ is what happened in between when he got injured and straight up refused to get an X-ray just because he didn't want to see the results just to guarantee himself to get back on that field. That is the epitome of what we want in Philadelphia, man. That is a guy that he doesn't care. He just wants to win. It reminded me of, obviously not to the same extent, but we actually talked about this a few weeks ago, where Ronnie Lott actually took off the tip of his finger in order to get back in the game. It was similar vibes. He obviously didn't lose a finger. It wasn't to that extent. But my man came back hurt, and he got another pick, and he sealed that game. He was out of his mind while he was injured. He gets an A+ from me to close out.
It's funny that you said that, Ev, because today I saw this. I don't know. You know, you see crazy stuff on Twitter. There's a crab walking across the way, and then crab.
Oh, about him cutting his arm off to get Phillies tickets?
Rips the arm off, and then I was like, if Ronnie Lott was a crab, this would be the crab. He just ripped his arm off and kept going. Yeah. Shout out to Hanks. He says CJ Gardner Johnson, A+ from him. Yeah, like talk about the coaches, man. We got three more grades here. I know this is a long one. We're trying to keep it as fast as possible. Hopefully you're enjoying this as you listen to it on the car ride, hopefully. But coaching, you know, Steichen, I think I'll give him an A. Steichen is, you know, he's still got to open it up, but I think it's only been a year and a half that he's been in control. It's not even a year. It's almost been a year that he's been in control. His team is 6-0. His offense has been curb stomping teams in the fourth quarter. And he's keeping them guys on their toes, and he has a lot of mouths to feed. So he's keeping them as a cohesive unit. So I love it. Steichen gets an A.
I mean, on both the second and fourth quarter, we've just been – second quarter, we've been playing straight-up murder ball, bro, where we are just, you know, pedal to the metal and just routing teams in the second quarter. We tend to take a power nap and fall asleep in the third quarter, but then get the run game going and just kill the clock in the fourth. I mean, it's a good formula. I just want it to be more consistent throughout all four quarters of the game. Steichen, honestly, if we keep on at the same trajectory that we're going right now, I legitimately think he's going to get a head coaching job at the end of this year. But that is the issue for another time. As he stands right now, I give him an A-. Just like because that. I want him to be more consistent in all four quarters of the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know what I mean? We definitely got to see it all four quarters and not just half the game. So, you know, he's at an A- with me as well. just step it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Utilize these defensive players. We got key players to go ahead and do so, man. So, you know what I mean? Just find a little bit more confidence in them. Let these guys ball out, you know what I mean? And let's just shut shit down.
I'm going to go with what do you give him, Gannon?
Hold on a second.
This guy got to go Google it.
Shout out to Hollis, aka Mr. Scotland. He's
Gannon is the pigeon of this coaching group, if I'm being honest. I go back and forth because I think that he has a stable of players that I feel like their talent alone should be able to carry Gannon. But when it comes to just this game plan, man, like, I don't understand what the aversion is to the blitzing. I really don't get it, bro. It has been proven to be effective. When you go out and you blitz, that's when the turnovers are happening. That's when the quarterback's feeling the pressure and he's throwing a stupid pick. That's when the quarterback is holding on to the ball too long and he fumbles the ball. If you just put some more blitzes in this, you would be so much higher graded. But as it stands right now, we're 6-0. I can't bash him too much. So he gets a B from me. He gets a B.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I thought you were going to give him a C+.
No. Well, 6-0, bro. Come on.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll speak for Hollis. I'll give him a C+ for Hollis. We just want to give him that one grade for Hollis. I'll go with a B.
I'm going to stick to the C+, man, all right, because I'm going to speak like if I'm speaking for Hollis, all right? Play the character perfectly, you know what I mean, because you know there's somebody behind you that's making the play calling. That's what Hollis would say.
There's someone behind you, Hollis.
So just continue playing your role, you know what I mean? Be the face that's out there right now. But, I mean, yes, it's like what Evan was saying. We got the key players to go ahead, utilize them a whole lot better. Use more blitz. We need that because, as you can see, it makes a big difference in the game when we do that. You know, I mean, it causes some turnovers, and that's what we need more of. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go with a C+.
We got plenty of turnovers. We're leading the league in differential, but yeah, we can have even more. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to grade Nick Sirianni, we give him an A+ for just keeping this group together, keeping them grounded. You're talking about the roots. The roots that he talked about last year, these players are grounded. And I feel like, they are where their feet are. They're not too high, not too low. I think you have a sound team with a sound leadership, starting with Jason Kelce. And then you talk about the youth guys, as in, you know, Jalen Hurts, like these young leaders and young playmakers, and Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, and you can go on and on, but I feel like this is a nice group that they put together. I think Sirianni definitely gets a hat tip. And then, again, we cannot forget. I'll let you go with your Sirianni grade.
I'm gonna go with an A+, man, because Nick Sirianni is all of us. His reaction during the game, especially that Dallas game, the way he, you know what I mean, he let them know, this is fucking game, you know what I mean? This is ours. That right there, he is – a Philly, you know, he's just Philly. He represented us to the fullest right there. So that's where he gets the A+ from me. I mean, my man just sealed the deal right there with that one.
Nick Sirianni has been exactly what I wanted him to be. And to come full circle now for the talk that we had at the beginning of the show, I see a lot of Rob Thompson in Nick Sirianni. Rob Thompson took over for Joe Girardi. The Phillies season looked like it was in a tailspin. And he's a player's coach. And you see, when you watch these Phillies, they got the I Ride with Philly Rob t-shirts. They truly love playing for Rob Thompson. And I think the same can be said about the Eagles and Nick Sirianni. I think that he is a true player's coach. You brought up when he was freaking out versus Dallas at the end of the game. And then my favorite part of that was watching Fletch behind him, just kind of cracking up. It's like, yo, look at our coach going wild right now. Like, he was loving it. And I think that's exactly what Nick Sirianni is. He has his players back. All of his players know that he will always have his back. And we're 6-0, man. Like, his game plan has been phenomenal. So, A-plus for me, man. I've got no complaints out of Nick Sirianni. Very, very thankful that he's here.
Last but not least, grading special teams. The kicker and the punter, Mr. Sipos. You know.
Sipos is doing his thing.
Y'all haters, bro.
Sipos is doing his thing, man. He gets a B from me. Yeah.
I give him a B.
Yeah. He's doing his thing.
I mean, can we acknowledge the fact that people wanted to draft a freaking punter?
True that.
Yeah, yeah.
True that.
Look where that gets you, Buffalo.
One of the sketchiest punters ever. Jake Elliott dealt with an injury earlier. I mean, just recently as of late. But I think I give him a B+.
Elliott? Yeah. I mean, Elliott's been money, bro.
Yeah.
Besides, the only issue has been his health.
Puerto Rico says there's a lot of A's, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give a lot of A's to these, a 6-0 team.
Yep.
But before we get out of here, I just want to let everyone know, for those who stuck around, we appreciate you. We are going to have a tailgate this week. Shout out to Jesse Wines. We're making this awesome tailgate photo here. We'll be in lot G2. For those people who forget where we're at, we're usually in the same spot all the time for a long time, as of the last two years.
If you've been to a 4th of John tailgate before, just come to that spot you were at before.
the last tailgate was pretty immaculate. I'm getting a lot of requests and a lot of new people I've never seen before asking questions about coming. So, you know, come join us. Have a good time. Shout out to DJ Lowski, who will be spinning on the wheels of steel. I don't know. You know, he just reached out to me. He said, yo, you want to do impromptu Phillies tailgate on Monday? I don't know if y'all have it in you. Imagine two tailgates in 2 days. That's kind of crazy, no?
Yeah, that would be a lot. What game would that be? Would that be like game 6?
Yeah.
Or no? Are you talking about the following week? Or
no, that's game 3. Phillies. Yeah, that would be game 3.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be game 3.
Interesting. We'll pick one tailgate at a time.
Yes, right, please.
I mean, you don't need to put us on the spot on the show. Yeah.
No, there you go. I wanted the instant yeah. reaction. Also, if you're looking for a group to grow with, Philly Sports Trips, November 2nd to the 5th, the Birds Ultimate Houston Trip, November 2nd through 5th. And then if you're a baseball fan, the 2022 World Series Game 1 trip to Houston, October 28th to 29th, same time the Eagles are going to be there. It could get crazy.
Man, Houston's gonna be a little fun spot. Yo, Philly's gonna take over Houston for like they're not gonna know what hit them. It's a big city, but I mean, you got the Super Bowl and a 6-0 Eagles squad coming in the same week.
This is the truth.
Take that shit over.
Hell yeah.
Carl just trying to said, what did they grade the defense? We graded everyone individually.
Yeah.
So we'll give the defense an A.
Yes, sir.
Right. So before we get out of here, last word, we'll start with Primo.
Just want to go ahead and give a shout out to my wife. Happy birthday, baby. I know we celebrated it over the past weekend, but, yesterday she, you know, was official. So happy birthday to you. And hey, it's football back again, you know, let's ride this second half. We on fire. Let's stay on fire. Make sure you guys come and join us at the tailgate. Last one was epic. Trying to keep on making these ones epic on a weekly basis, and it's not going to happen unless you guys are there. So we owe it all to you guys for making all this happen. So with that being said, go Birds. Let's go.
It's always go Birds, but we're talking about the Fightins, baby. The Fightins. We're winning this World Series, guys. We're going to be parading on Broad Street in a couple weeks, followed by a parade in February.
No, we gonna be so spoiled. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. They ain't gonna get tired of us, man. Yo, sports fans all over the country are gonna get tired of Philadelphia. It's ridiculous.
Oh my god, I can't wait to get insufferable. I hope we can.
Well, the one thing that I want to mention that really pissed me off this weekend is how they kept on talking about teams that were irrelevant to what's going on. Do you know we're 6-0? We played our asses off to be 6-0. Why are we still talking about those shitty ass Cowboys who struggled against the Detroit Lions? I sat there. I wish I could have those 2 hours back. I sat there watching that boring ass game. They look like shit. You're better off with Cooper Rush. Yeah, I said it. I hope you watch it, bro. Because Dak Prescott is a sorry ass mother. Stop there. With that being said, why are we still talking about the Yankees? The Yankees. The Yankees ain't even irrelevant no more, all right? Why are they still being mentioned? All right, it's Phillies. The Phillies are going to shock the world. Keep sleeping on us, because I kept telling people they don't want to see the Phillies in the playoffs, and they're proving me right every damn series. So I love it. They're going to keep it going, baby.
Can you believe that I had a Cowboys fan actually in my mentions talk about, that's okay, we'll see you Christmas Eve. Bro, we saw you last week. What are you talking about? We'll see you Christmas Eve. What are you talking about?
We got an L wrapped up for you that day, too. Come on, stop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm.
My last word, like I said, man, starting the show, take it in, man. Enjoy the moment. These moments don't come around too often. Think about the last time the Phillies were in the playoffs or World Series. Think about the times you spend with your family members. All these moments are precious. Enjoy every day, man. Right now, it is good to be a Philadelphia sports fan. I didn't forget you, Union, as well. Like, I'm, you know.
It starts,
you know,
with them.
Flyers. I'll say Flyers, too. Sixers got your first dub, too. So, again, if you guys across the world haven't realized what it means to be a sports fan in Philadelphia, you will now know.
You're about to find out.
As my guy Trey said it in the comments there, grease the poles. And we'll see you in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Phils!